This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
Thank you for choosing the Jeff Carter podcast. This is the best of our show on Friday, which starts at 8 p.m. It's just great late night radio. You can listen to the show every Friday at the UK Talk Radio Station.co.uk. That's the UK Talk Radio Station.co.uk. He's a humorous person. He'll definitely put a smile on your face. He popped in on our Friday show recently, Norman Pridmore. Hello and welcome to the show. We're very privileged today. We have Norman Pridmore from the Alliance Against Alliances, but not against all alliances. And unfortunately, government apps to be able to test to see who has got the virus aren't working. But Norman Pridmore is here with us, and he's got some ways which he believes will succeed where technology failed. So it's hello to Norman Pridmore.
That is very correct. Unfortunately, the government testing is not really working as it should do. The government have wanted to bring along an app. Unfortunately, that app is not working. That's under the 1953 amended in 2020 Act on Making Apps, paragraph 5053, strike 2.
I see. Well, I'm amazed that you've memorized that particular act.
It's very important in my position to make sure that I understand exactly what is going on. Now, the thing is, we've got to keep the R rate going down. Now, very much concern for many people about who has got the coronavirus. So we're now coming out with three stages for shopping. Now, I'll be with my team and we'll be at the entrance to supermarkets with our white coats on.
I see. That'd be an interesting sight. As people walk across the car park and see your team there at the entrance to a supermarket with their white coats on. Anyway, do continue. Tell us what's going to happen then. The three stages for shopping so that we can know that everything's okay.
Well, there are going to be three different types of warning. A red one, a green one, and a yellow one. Now, because the government app isn't working, we've decided that it would be a good idea to go back to the old-fashioned ways. So what will happen is, as you come to the supermarket, you'll be asked what your situation is concerning the virus. Now, what we'll do is, we've got a huge piece of paper which has got some elastic. This will be tied around the top of your head. The piece of paper will be on your forehead and it will say the condition that you're in. So, for instance, if you've had the virus in huge letters on this piece of paper, which will be strapped to your forehead, it will say, I've had it.
I see. So, let me just get this right, Norman. If somebody's had the virus, they'll have a piece of paper strapped to their head with elastic bands, and it will say in red, I've had it. I'm not quite sure I'd want to wander around in a supermarket like that myself.
I think we've got to take it a bit more seriously than you are, young man. The thing is, you've got to look at this in a serious light. We want to know who's had it, so they'll have a red lettering on their forehead saying, I've had it.
I see. Okay, then. Anyway, carry on. What are the other two, then? You mentioned there would be yellow and green.
Got those details absolutely correct. If you're not sure if you've had the virus, there will be a piece of white paper with yellow writing which will be stuck to your forehead and it will say, I'm not sure.
I see. So some people who are not sure then will wander around the supermarket with a piece of paper stuck to their forehead saying, I'm not sure. I mean, that could be taken to mean anything.
No, I thing is, you're very explicit. I think that you're choosing to misunderstand it. When people see a piece of paper stuck to somebody's forehead as they're wandering around the supermarket looking for their pot noodles, they'll understand when they say, "I'm not sure." And the final indicator in three stages for shopping will be those with green. Green will be for those people who will stick a piece of paper to their forehead and it will say, "I haven't had it."
I see. So we will say, "I haven't had it." I see. Well, it all sounds very exciting. I look forward to going down to my own supermarket with complete trepidation.
I'll be rolling out this system within the next week or so. So be aware of the three stages if you're shopping under the 2020 Act of Going Shopping under the Coronavirus, paragraph 5553/1, amended in 1962 and 2021.
You're okay there, Norman? You're not having any kind of a turn, are you?
Anyway, I'm off now to an important meeting. I've got to go to Chambers. So remember, you'll be displaying a notice which will say either, "I've had it," "I'm not sure," or "I haven't had it."
Thank you very much, Norman. That's as clear as mud there. We'll all be wandering around with notices on our heads saying, "I'm not sure." I think that's how that one's going to play out.
Jeff Carter.
All kinds of things happen on our show. Don't forget to listen live every Friday from 8 p.m. We're giving you the highlights here. You can find us on TuneIn Radio. Just tap in UK Talk Radio. That's UK Talk Radio. On the show, we have wacky news stories. And this is one of our most interesting ones because dating is never going to be easy. It's time right now for your wacky news stories. Stories so wacky, your ears just won't believe it. And today's headlines, the date wasn't good enough. Yes, it's time right now for your wacky news story. Stories so wacky your ears just won't believe it. Gathered by our correspondents who work 24 hours a day, scouring the universe, not just the planet Earth. Today's story comes from Arizona. So just imagine the situation. There's a lady, she wants to go on a date, and she's been on one of those online apps. Anyway, she thinks that this guy is perfect. She likes his picture. He says he's very outward going. His friends say that he's got a great sense of humor. So she thinks this is just the guy for me. He's got the looks. He seems as if he's got a great sense of humor. So they kind of exchange emails, and they're talking for a while on the phone. And then after a few weeks, they decide they're going to meet up. They go for a drink, and she says, "It was the worst date of my life. He said he was outgoing. It turns out that he was a complete bore." She now plans to sue him because she says, "Are you ready for this?" She says that his profile was a complete lie. He wasn't funny in any way whatsoever. And she went on to say, "I don't know how any of his work colleagues could say that he is funny. I think that maybe they were having a laugh at his expense." She plans to take him to court for not being amusing and not being easygoing, but for being a complete bore.
Jeff Carter is in the house.
So it's the early hours of the morning, and a burglar is just wandering around thinking, "I wonder what property I can get into and do a bit of mischief." Anyway, he sees a vacant property, so he decides that he's going to get through the window at the back. So he goes around the path. He opens a small window. Unfortunately, he gets himself stuck in the window with his legs and his backside stuck out through the window and his head and shoulders inside of the property. He thrashes around for ages. Unfortunately, he's unable to get out. There's only one thing he can do. call the fire service. The fire service promptly arrived, and before they get him out, they also call the police. And as soon as he's been freed from the window, he hears, "Oi, you're Nick's son." It's the burglar who was so dim you couldn't believe it. Thank you for downloading and enjoying our free podcast. Don't forget to come back here because we'll have another one for you very soon. And of course, you can listen live. Our show is on UK Talk Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. So it'd be great to have you as part of that show. We often have phone-ins as well. So do please participate. That's every Friday at 8 p.m. on UK Talk Radio. Thank you for being the star of our show.
Jeff Carter is in the house.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.